Dean J. Machi on the radio. Welcome, and we're glad to be in Vintage for our first show of the week here for a great year of Oshkosh flying and today old airplanes as we're down in Vintage celebrating the brand new Bill Rose Memorial Plaza, which was dedicated just this morning at 10:30. So we are honored to do our show here for the very first time in this area of Vintage. Joining me today, I have Erin Brigand. She is the executive administrator. Did I just promote you, Erin?
No, that's right.
The executive administrator for Vintage with EAA. And also we have Dave Clark, who's a vice president. You're an emeritus chairman, aren't you, Dave?
No, I'm the current vice president.
The current vice president.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm an ex-chief judge.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was.
Okay, great. So with me, I have some talent that is going to be able to share with us today some of the things that have been happening in Vintage over the last year since we were here in 2014. Erin, tell us a little bit about what's been going on with Vintage and changes in the administration, other than yourself, of course.
Well, I came in here about December and meeting up with the board and everything. We've come in and we've done a few things, getting ready for Air Venture here. We've got our type clubs, got them in our hangar, and we're doing, we have past Grand Champions that come in, and you'll see some of them all out there, the past Grand and Reserve Grand Champions from years past. We've got them coming back in. Some changes, Dave, what major changes do you think that we've had going?
I think some of the major changes that we have had is some of our programming. And we have added many, many different kinds of programs to the hangar, the Vintage hangar. We have several that we can talk about in a few minutes. But our goal is to try to give the best programming, the best information, and the best fun to the people who attend here at Oshkosh in the Vintage area. So quite a few things. And I think if we have time, we'll talk about maybe several of them. But one of the major things, I think, is the youth program, and I'll speak about that a little bit.
Okay, Dave, let's start by talking about this brand new Bill Rose Memorial Plaza. How did this come to be?
This came, the new Bill Rose Plaza came to be. One of the man who is the in charge of the maintenance for EAA is Steve Taylor. And he came to Jeff and me with a vision. And the vision was to create all the way to the road, the Vintage area, expand the whole thing and really focus, as you might guess. We then said, let's see how much that might cost. And we already knew that Mert Rose said that she wanted to do something for Vintage, in the Vintage area specifically, to memorialize her past husband, Bill. So that all came together, and she made a very, very generous contribution that allowed us to make this wonderful part right here.
Now, for those folks who are listening and not able to see the stream, we have a live video stream this year, which is brand new for our programming. So you can see that online, along with our show on the radio here. And tell the viewers or the listeners that might not be able to view a little bit about the area here, what it was designed to show or to highlight.
Okay, what we have here in the center is the interview circle, and what we do is Ray Johnson interviews two or three airplanes every day for the first 5 days, and we had a rather ramshackled area, and we have now this beautiful area here. We took the our old airmail shack in the back, and now that is going to be a bookstore and library and author's interview area. We've moved right next to that, just to the south. We have moved the hand propping demonstration, which was Dale Gustafson's idea, who's unfortunately recently passed. And it was his idea for teach people how to safely hand prop an airplane. Then we have the area where we have the right Model B parked, and we have a much, much better, larger area to demonstrate different kinds of aircraft up in front.
Did we kind of emulate Warbirds in a way? Because they have a similar in-review area down in the on the north end.
I don't. I would have to say I don't know enough about the Warbirds area if we emulated them or not. But we've had this one for several years. We and the Warbirds and the other IAC division of EAA, we communicate rather well with each other and try to do everything we can to support EAA.
Okay, excellent. Well, it's a beautiful facility, and we're looking forward to using it for years to come. Let's talk about those issues you were discussing earlier, the youth programs. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with the vintage youth programs.
Right. The youth program is something that we have begun here, and it's kind of an official, unofficial program at the moment. We, after one very bright young man, Dylan Barron, was awarded the championship for classic aircraft for a Cessna 170 that he had restored at the ripe old age of 19. And he did every bit of it himself, his father swears, and I believe him. Very bright young fellow. And I asked him last year if he would be interested in having a group of young people come on and have a forum and describe how they became interested, how they became enthused, and how they became excited about aviation, and if they would share it. This year we have, for the forum, we have four people, and the oldest one just turned 20, and I told him, don't turn 20, but he did anyway. And so the oldest is 20, and we have another one 19 and one 17, oh, and another 18. So we have a whole group, and each of the four, they are all private pilots. The one that just graduated from high school 2 weeks ago, he is Andrew Griffin, age 18, just graduated. He has a private pilot license. He was in the aviation maintenance high school program and in Fort Wayne, I believe. And he graduated high school, and he's waiting to test for his power plant. Another man besides Dylan, who is really, really excellent at flying, and also he has all kinds of ratings already at 20. We have Charlie is Waterhouse, who is 19, and I believe he's 19. Anyway, he will start his junior year at Purdue University in aeronautical engineering, and he is also a private pilot. And we have Luke Lehendro, who might even be here in the audience somewhere. He is 17, and Luke is the chairman at the age of 17 of our pilot welcoming committee. You see all the young folks going out, bringing the bottles of water and the different kinds of trophies to them.
Luke could also be described as a foundation golf cart driver.
He's Luke is many things.
The 75th anniversary flight of Cubs from Hartford, Wisconsin.
Right.
He was the official golf cart operator when he was, I don't, what was that, 14, I guess.
Right.
So he's got his hands in it.
Yeah, Luke and his crew are actually going out. We have welcome packets that are going out to, we have about 1,000 of them scheduled to go out to all the airplanes that arrive. They're hitting every single airplane that comes in, delivering these packets to these aircrafts and these people, and welcoming each and every individual one. His group of people are doing that.
Oh, that's great.
And by the way, I might add that if you have flown in and you're hearing this and you did not get one of those packets, if they missed you or you left the plane too soon, go to the Red Barn, and they have, if you flew in, they have a packet for you.
So that's a fantastic program, because we always say, especially in Vintage and, somewhat in Warbirds, but Vintage especially, somebody has got to caretake for these airplanes when we're done with them, right? We consider ourselves in Vintage to be mostly caretakers of these old girls, and somebody has to take over. And the youth of today is going to be the future vintage owner of tomorrow. So having programs like this is a very good step.
Exactly. And it's going to be their job to take care of our old airplanes.
That's great. We have about a minute left. Dave, anything else you want to hit on organization-wise before we start with our guests?
With the programming, you mean?
Anything about the vintage organization you want to hit on?
Besides the youth program, we have a program that we're excited about. We have Jerry Brown is going to do How We Judge Your Vintage Aircraft. That's on Tuesday and Thursday, and you'll see the signs posted outside. It's tomorrow. And they're going to give everyone there a judging form, tell you exactly how they do it, take you out, and let you pretend like we're all judging an airplane. We also have an NTSB executive coming out and talking about airplane accidents and crashes and how we can avoid them. Paul's Vintage Workshop inside, demonstrating polyfiber and welding and many other things, too. Metal shaping program, where we have all kinds of items that you can construct. And we also have the, radial engines inside.
Uh-huh. So you have some radial engines inside the building now?
We have the Radial Engine Limited company. They are going to assemble a radial engine. And they are letting people help assemble the radial engine. They're demonstrating each step. And at the end of the show, they're going to start that engine.
Oh, great. So that's fantastic. You can see this all in Vintage, folks. Just head down the south end of the AirVenture grounds, and you'll run into that big red barn that starts this whole huge vintage area. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to have a real treat for a guest here in just a minute. So stay tuned. You're listening to EAA Radio.